Good morning. Again, welcome back to the Community Corner on KWHI. AM 1280 FM 101.7. Craig Montin with you in here, as always, with someone from the area, from the community, talking about something that you can take part in. And we're going to sit down with our a monthly visit with the Washington County Chamber of Commerce and our good friend, Shay Janner. And good morning to you, Shay.
Good morning.
And first off, I want to say thank you once again for inviting us to the banquet, as always, and letting us be there. That's always a great time, and it looked like it was a big success last week.
Yes, it was a great turnout. We had great food, a great time to visit with everybody, and announcing the Man and Woman of the Year and the Blue Blazer of the Year is always a fun night.
And of course, a lot of folks. It was a packed house last night, so I'm sure everybody, or last week, and everybody, it looked like they had a good time.
Yes, sir. So we'll get ready for next year already.
That's it. Make the preparations. And speaking of next year, got a few things coming up a little before then. You got a lot of things coming up in February. Kind of a busy month for you guys.
We do. Quarterly, we have networking breakfast. So the first one for 2019 will be held this Thursday, February 14th. That's Valentine's Day, but it's going to start at 7:45 a.m. and it's going to be held at Brenham Memorial Chapel. They've got a nice meeting room in there. Personnel Services is the sponsor of the breakfast, but it's for chamber members, and if anybody who's just interested in learning more about the networking events that the chamber has, maybe they want to possibly join, this is a great one to come to. You not only learn about what the Chamber of Commerce does, but every business who or organization who attends these breakfasts actually gets about 30 seconds to a minute to talk about what they have going on, what services they offer. And so you learn about the different things that the community has that you may not have known that we have here. So our networking breakfasts are always very well attended. So the first one for 2019 is this Thursday.
All right. And so in the networking breakfast, they're kind of a newer thing. How does it differ for people who don't know from like the Connect After Five events that you've been doing for a long time?
Well, the Connect After Five is more of a, you know, you walk around, hand out business cards. There's not a set time where you actually get to stand up in front and address the crowd. It's just more informal. Everybody just, you know, mingles around. Whereas the networking breakfast, we start, you know, with the, you know, little social at the beginning, but then everyone actually takes a seat. And like I said, we give each person the floor and let them talk for about 30 seconds to a minute and to let us know what they have. So that's the difference. And the networking breakfasts are quarterly, and the Connect After Fives are monthly. So,
okay. So a little bit different. And, of course, you guys have a Connect After Five coming up this month as well, a little bit later on.
Yes, the February Connect After Five is going to be on the 26th. The Brenham ISD Education Foundation is hosting it, along with Apple Ford as a sponsor. But it's going to be held at Ant Street Inn this year. They're trying to tie this whole weekend together with their arts and appetizers, and they're going to show the display and an art exhibit showcasing all the BISD's young emerging artists. The exhibit will be February 26th through the 28th at Ant Street Inn this year. And we're going to kick it off with the Connect After Five on the 26th, and then they'll have the auction for these art pieces on Thursday the 28th. But Connect After Five is the 26th from 5 to 7 at Ant Street Inn.
Okay, kind of a precursor, kind of like this was coming up and kind of, you know, work their way into.
Yeah.
Because it's a great event they do every year.
Yeah, so. And I thought this was a really good idea that that they had to have this in conjunction with that whole week so that people can mingle around Connect After Five and look at the the artwork that's going to be auctioned off in a few days. And they may have already got a few of them sold that evening. So
there you go. And it draws some more people into the event as well.
Exactly.
Because it's all for the school district for the kids.
That's right. There so that'll be fun. That same day, though, we'll be traveling back from Washington County Day at the Capitol.
Yeah, I heard that's coming up. And so you guys will be taking part in that?
Yep. Of course, every 2 years, every legislative session, we take a group of our county judge, the Burton mayor, the Brenham mayor, Blinn College district chancellor, and our chamber chairman will actually be recognized on the floor of the House gallery for a reading of the resolution for Washington County Day at the Capitol. So every county has their days at the Capitol. Ours is February 26th. And also that day, They have a physician of the day during these legislative sessions, and our own Dr. Alford of Baylor Scott & White, the Brenham Clinic, will be the physician of the day on that.
Okay.
On Washington County Day.
And they're just going to get a bunch of Washington County
to
them.
They want a lot of Washington County people to come sit in the gallery to watch the reading of the resolution, or sit up in the they'll be down in the gallery. We'll get to view from the what do you call that? Viewing area. I don't know what to call it.
We'll roll with that one. Good enough for you.
But and then they'll also walk across from the House over to the Senate side, and they'll do the same thing. Read a resolution from our senator. So Representative Ben Lamont will recognize him over in the House side, and our Senator Cole Corst on the Senate side. And then it's just a day full of a lot of people, you know, visiting their representatives, or going to their offices, introducing themselves. And then there's a private reception, which everyone at the Capitol seems to enjoy. When we go there for leadership, they're like, when are y'all coming with the Bluebell ice cream? Well, we have a private reception in the Lieutenant Governor's reception room, and Bluebell ice cream gets served. Brianna's salad dressing is given out to them, and so they really like Washington County Day at the Capitol.
Anytime ice cream is involved, I think it's a good day.
Right. There's tours offered at the Capitol every 15 to 20 minutes, so everybody's welcome to come to the Capitol that day, but the reception is a private event. But anything leading up to that morning, from the resolution that's going to be read at 10 o'clock in the House Gallery, and then about 11:15 will be in the Senate side.
There you go. All right, and that's kind of February. There's all towards the end of February, all that stuff is. So kind of went to a close pretty soon. Anything coming up in the springtime that we really need to keep an eye on coming up pretty soon?
Yeah, we have a lot of things. We'll mention that our young professionals who are being very active lately as far as doing lunch and learns and their networking events. They're meeting on March the 7th, and they are collecting non-perishable food items for donation to Faith Mission anytime you come. The next one is at Time Day Spa and Salon, which is very nice and relaxing, but it'll be on March the 7th. Also in March, be looking for information on the state of the community that we're going to have. That'll be the end of March. And then we have our administrative professionals appreciation luncheon coming up in April. Mm-hmm. And then a small business forum in June. And then other things to fill in, you know, in between there.
There we go. All right. And that's kind of it for the next few weeks. And I appreciate anything else that we didn't cover that you want to go over real fast.
I think we got it all covered.
Everything is going good. So, Shay Janner, we appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And talking with us. We'll see you again before long.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Keep Washington County. People want to get a hold of you. How do they contact the chamber?
They can call the chamber at 979-836-3695. Visit us at 314 South Austin Street, or go online, brenhamtexas.com. Or you can email me. It's shae@brenhamtexas.com.
There we go, Shay Janner. Appreciate you. Have a good day. We'll see you.
Thank you.
There we go. That was, again, another Community Corner in the books today, folks. Thanks for joining us. Again, if you have an event coming up that you want to talk about in the Community Corner, feel free to let us know about it. Give us a call here in the offices at 979-836-3655. Email promotions at ktex.com. That's Holly Ryder, promotions@ktex.com. She books these things out. Give us a little bit of time, a few weeks to a month out in advance, so we can get this in time and get enough promotion for you as well. The Community Corner here on KWHI.